Hi, I'm Jason Flom, and I'm the host of Wrongful Conviction with Jason Flom.
And I'm Rabia Chaudhry, attorney and co-host of Undisclosed. So today we want to talk to you about your rights and how they relate to interactions with the police, especially if your immigration status is a little sketchy.
Now, immigration law is a specialty of yours, Rabia. What do you want to tell undocumented people? What do they need to know when they're talking to law enforcement? This is so important, I think, to all of us.
First of all, remember, you don't ever have to answer questions about your nationality or your immigration status. Just remember, regardless of your immigration status, it does not matter what your immigration status is. All the constitutional protections still apply to you in any kind of police interaction. You have the right to remain silent. That does not depend on your immigration status. You do not have to answer any questions at all. Just very clearly tell the police, I have the right to remain silent. I'm exercising my right. If you're pulled over in a car, like anybody else, you want to roll down your window, provide the documents you've been asked for. You don't have to consent to a search of your person or belongings. Don't think that you have less legal rights in this arena if you are not documented, if you don't have legal status here. And if you don't consent to a search, let the cops know, I do not consent to a search of my person or belongings. Do not, under any circumstance, volunteer your immigration status. That's something for them to find out on their own. If you are being arrested, however, do not resist arrest. If you are an immigrant, it's really important to protect your legal rights because, as many of you know, any kind of legal repercussions can have a direct impact on your immigration status.
Just because you're an immigrant doesn't mean that you don't have legal rights. You do. We want you to exercise them and stay safe out there. To learn more and get involved, listen to Undisclosed.
And listen to Wrongful Conviction podcasts.
These are your legal rights.
Know your rights, understand your rights, and most importantly, exercise your rights.